If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Nan Cohen is here. We're going to get to Dorothy's Candies in about 30, but really excited. Anytime I get a chance to promote dentistry, I'm all in. And Nan's got an incredible guest in studio, and I am really looking forward to our first two segments. So without further ado, the star of the show, the lady behind the brand, that is Nan Cohen Total Talk. Good morning, Nan.
Morning, Robbie. How are you?
I'm really good today. Life is good.
Yeah, you look really spiffy over there in that argon. Wait, get a shot of that.
But,
yeah,
no, wait, wait. This is a Goodwill.
I don't care.
I got it for $3, and it absolutely is beautiful.
You're looking hot over there this morning, Saturday.
How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. I'll tell you what. I was coming in, and I was thinking to myself, I got Dr. John Waldman following me from behind, and I was trying to figure out how I could get him live in the morning, but I let Mel sleep in, so I've got Alyssa over there, which I'm all excited about. She's really good at doing this stuff.
Well, yeah, she is.
Yeah, yeah. So, I had John Waldman on my tail, which is kind of the way I like it when he's following me. Look at him. He's just quiet. He's just quiet. He's not ready to say anything just quite yet. But I put up a post, and we were talking about, I just said Dr. John Waldman, and we didn't really discuss who Dr. John Waldman is. So without further ado, we're going to bring him live into the conversation. Is he sitting there just like, oh, look at his papers, Robbie? He's like, ready to go.
I'm ready.
You're ready to roll. All right. Let's talk about you, John.
Thank you, Nan and Rob, for inviting me today.
He didn't. I did.
Okay. Thank you, Nan, Rob, but thank you.
Seriously, I really have such a respect for people who do what you do, and it's great to have you here.
So I've put up posts before with Dr. Waldman, and it's funny. Yeah, that was me with the blue gunk in my teeth. He was taking an impression. But we're going to talk about, he specializes in some things and he's doing, and I've had Dr. James Tauberg on with me, who is an oral surgeon.
Good guy.
So on the balance of my work being done, which we talked about, we're going to talk about the journey of where what I'm having done. Dr. Tauberg's been on. It's your show today, Dr. Waldman. And then we're going to tie them both together and they'll both be in the studio. So let's tell them about your practice of prosthodontics.
Okay. So first off, I'm a prosthodontist. A prosthodontist is a dentist who goes on for additional advanced training after dental school. It's one of the 9 specialties in the ADA that were recognized. So we make smiles, make people function, and we make them look beautiful and transform their lives.
Yeah, oral health, too. That comes in first, correct?
Yeah, a healthy smile is among one of the top aspects of a person's appearance, and it gives them self-esteem.
Yeah, I totally agree. I always say it starts with a smile, but you got to feel good inside, and then we got to make sure the inside of that oral cavity has to look good, feel good, be healthy.
Yes.
I came to you with a particular problem.
And we helped you.
Yeah. Well, we're in the process of helping. Yeah, well, he does everything for me, but I was a little anxious over implants, I do have to say.
But you handled it well, and implants are one of the foremost things going on in dentistry today to help people without teeth.
Well, it's interesting. I handled it well, but I was anxious. I mean, I know Rob's had implants. Everybody's had them, and I've heard the stories. But when it was me, actually, to be honest, John calmed me down. Dr. Waldman put me in the chair.
You did like, fine, listen. Man.
Yeah, well, but it was you.
Thank you.
The key was you.
Well, we have to try to make, you know, it's a new experience for many people. We have to try to make them feel comfortable.
Without a doubt, because that's the big key to this. And people just don't like dentistry, Dr. Waldman, I have to tell you.
I've heard that for 30 years.
Just have to say. John, right, Rob?
I got to tell you, I love my friends who are dentists. If you just go and sit and watch all the moving parts and what they do, people coming in and going out, you see a lot of smiles. So they do incredible work. And that Pitt Dental School, I mean, they just pump out superstar after superstar. It's an incredible story in Pittsburgh. It really is.
Yeah, well, Dr. Waldman, interchangeable here this morning.
Thank you.
But you know what? You started your career, interestingly.
Well, I had a unique experience. A dentist in the city here who used to coach me in a basketball league, he knew I wasn't too happy in my dad's furniture business, and one day I ran into him and he said, you should become a lab technician. instead of wasting 4 years at dental school. So I took a vocational course, worked for a general dentist who did a lot of crown and bridge, and I loved it. And I thought, I want more from my life. So I studied for the dental boards, got into dental school, went to school at Temple in Philadelphia, and I still had more questions in the field. And I loved the branch of prosthetics. And I applied to some institutions, and I decided to go up to Boston University, Goldman School of Graduate Dentistry, a great institution. And becoming a dental lab technician in the prosthetic field helps me to this day have a good insight on the restorations we're doing.
That's awesome. It's a great story.
So it is.
I just get to help the patients in another way. I get to communicate with the lab technicians in a different way than just a kid going through school not having a background like I have. So it's worked out to an advantage for me and the patients.
And I have to tell you, the first crown that Dr. Waldman did for me, I was amazed because, you know, I was in dentistry years and years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they always used to preform pieces to make those temporaries. And he came walking into the room and he's like, he's got the stuff in his hand. And I said, what are you doing? He had no form. He goes, I'm making your crown. I'm like, really? He made the temp with his hands. Like he honestly, and I still talk about this. And he's sick of it. But you just, it was so good to feel that.
It's a gift.
Yeah,
a gift.
Like yeah. He has that talent. So yeah.
Thank you.
We're his head's blowing up.
Or at least sitting. I fooled you, Nan.
Yeah, no, I wore that temp and it never came out. That's Rob, you and I both know those temps always fall. No way. That one stayed. But yeah, that was, that's you, Dr. Waldman.
No, thank you. But there's a lot of good clinicians in this city.
Absolutely.
And I'm privileged to work with many that some of my former students are always calling me up or showing me a case. Or, you know, the other specialists I work with these dental implants are great clinicians. We're lucky in the city of Pittsburgh to have such wonderful people.
Yep.
And as you mentioned, Dr. Dahlberg, we took a course 12 to 14, 15 years ago. We were invited from a dental implant company to go to Louisville and work with these guys that are doing this other type of dental implant surgery to give you what's called teeth in a day. And so for the last 14 or 15 years, I've been working with Dr. Dahlberg on these type of cases and other surgeons in the city. I've been fortunate enough my name got out there, but I have a lot of history with Dr. Dahlberg in doing this. But and we can tackle that later.
We're going to take a break. We're going to pick that up. Let me tell you, Dr. John Waldman, let me give you his phone number, how you can reach him. We're going to give him all the information, but hey, just grab me out there. I'll show you my smile. Dr. Waldman, you can find him at 412-621-5550. That's 412-621-5550. And your website. He gave me a piece of paper, which I crumbled and he got mad at.
Thanks, Nan.
Is Pittsburgh Smile Makeover.com.
Back with more in a moment on KDKA. Good morning. All right, back with Nan Cohen. Nan Cohen Total Talk, Dorothy's Candies with Marlene about 15 minutes away. Nan?
You know, when I bring these people into the studio, the biggest asset they have is they're always about education. And Dr. Waldman fits right in with that. And I know he wants to give you a little bit of information on what he does, how he does it. So it's all yours.
One of the aspects that seems to be driving people to my office now is what's called full arch implant rehabilitation, where it's called, some people have heard the term teeth in a day. So what involves with that treatment is you get your teeth out or you have your teeth out, we put the implants in the same day, and you go home with a provisional and or a temporary restoration that is attached to your implants. So we're getting rid of a denture that you don't have to wear, that people can't stand wearing. A lot of people do not wear dentures well.
I was going to ask you about that because a denture back in the day always seemed like they put that gum or glue and this and that and they shoved it up there and it worked. Things have changed. Things have evolved. They're not fitting the younger generations the way they did.
Right. Even things have changed going from the denture to the implants, even within the implant field, going from a single implant. Over the years, let's say in the late 1990s, early 2000s, when we've learned In the past, we would place an implant, let it heal, then put the implant crown on. Then we got into the phase where you put the implant in and the same day put the crown, the tooth on. Now, we are taking full arches, putting implants in, and giving people a restoration attached to the implants the same day. And the teeth in a day is what some of the corporate people call it. And they're going home. We instruct them with a soft diet. But there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that take place with an oral maxillofacial surgeon such as Dr. Talberg and myself or some other surgeons in this city. We have to screen the patient out. Then you go to the office and we take a certain type of x-ray, a scan. And it's just like building a house. You need a blueprint. And this gives us our information. And then via go-to meetings on the computer, the doctor, the surgeon's on his computer, I'm on my computer, and we're working with a lab tech. And we're planning this case out. So there's a lot of scut work behind the scenes that we're doing. And then the patient comes in and we work on them and they go home from a transformation of having no teeth to a temporary bridge in there. And we leave that in for the healing phase of like 3 to 4 months. And then we start doing the conversion process with me. It's just wonderful.
Your little lab in your office is almost like a studio. He's always in there. He's always got his hands in something. He leaves the patient. He's making these pieces. The magic happen in that studio. To see him work is really interesting. I mean, he's not only talking and looking and putting pieces together, but the results. I mean, if you go to his Facebook page, to the website, you're going to see the results. And it's amazing. I always said it starts with a smile. You know, I work between the dental office and the plastic surgeon. You know, when they smile, it takes everything. It adds everything to them and for them. And, you know, Dr. Waldman, Dr. Talberg, what you guys are doing is just amazing. Me, I'm just simple implants. And I had all those questions for him. And I'm amazed that the process has been easy. Right. You made it easy.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I always consider my field, I'm like arts and crafts class in the back there in the lab.
That's exactly true.
But even not just doing the dentistry, I have to stay on top of the different materials coming out. Like when we started doing these teeth in a day, they developed pink porcelain. So you can't have a tooth 15 millimeters long. Some of it has to be taken up with like fake pink gum. So with the new materials of the pink porcelain, that helped us get into this next phase with these teeth in a day restorations.
And you can always call his office, get yourself scheduled. You know, if you're wearing that denture that's not fitting right? If you've got the situation.
Maybe we can help you.
Yeah. I mean, look, I ran into a root canal and it was a bridge I had. It all went just bad. I mean, it happens in time.
Yeah.
And this whole implant, I was just intrigued. Because when I was in dentistry, they really weren't doing them. They were at such a beginning stage. And he's just taken the whole process. I mean, for me, it's been a dream between both of them. So I'm looking forward to getting my two implants. I think I'm in next week.
Thanks for the warning.
There you go.
But look, there's over 5 million implants placed in the U.S. in a year now.
Wow.
5 million.
Wow.
And the other thing is the cost. I really didn't want to bring this up, but people think on these full arch restorations that you need an implant per tooth. But if you think of the bridges, of all the bridges we have in the city here, or when I took a course in Harrisburg, has anybody been to Harrisburg? Or people don't want to talk
once
about
or
it.
Twice. But anyway, once or twice.
They have these beautiful bridges with these archways and these pillars. So you don't need a tooth per implant. You can spread it out. And that's where it's at right now. I mean, look at where we've gone. We're going from a compromised dentition to someone that's eating the next day with a temporary implant attached restoration. We've come a long way.
Well, and I think at education, he's always taking a class. He's always teaching a class. He just can't. You're like a sponge with that. You can't get enough.
Yeah, you got to stay, especially as a specialist. You want to stay on top, be on the cutting edge. And I'm actually going to be in Miami for a 2-day seminar related to the teeth in a day.
You're always You're always.
Well, it's Miami also.
There you go. I guess that was inviting, but okay. But whether it's here, there, or anywhere, you are on top. And that's kudos, because I think, you know, for you as doing the work, what's it feel like to see the end when they
great.
See it?
I mean, people give me hugs. They say, you know, people are so nice. They're very appreciative for the most part. So, I mean, I take great pride in providing my patients with cosmetically attractive and aesthetic looking restorations and making them happy.
Well, he does it all. I mean, he does the hygiene part, the cleaning, he does it all in his office. But I'll tell you, some of these cases, and sometimes it's just not always because things happen. I mean, you had that horrific case with an accident. Somebody tripped and you redid her. I mean, yes.
We see everything, but and hopefully we can help.
Yeah.
And if I cannot, I'll find them the source to help them.
All right. You can find Dr. Waldman on his website at PittsburghSmileMakeover.com. You like that, Dr. Waldman?
That's you, right? Thank you.
PittsburghSmileMakeover.com. You can always find him at the office at 412-621-5550. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And I say check him out on Facebook, because I was playing around on Dr. Waldman's Facebook page, and yeah, we're going to be making that explode a little better. Dr. Waldman, I can't thank you for taking care of me. Everybody out there, we know what you do, and you're really making a difference in our lives. So I think we're going to get you back here in the studio.
And I appreciate you bringing me in right before Halloween. It's job security.
There you go. Well, and before Dorothy's candy. So right, why don't you hang out in the studio?
This is beautiful. All beautiful
right.
Timing.
Perfect.
Last time I was here for Valentine's Day.
Oh, there you go. We're gonna take care of that
okay.
today.
Thank you again.
All right, you're welcome, Doc. Short break. Marlene on the other side after David Balorado checks that news. 2 minutes away, KDK. She's back, as is Marlene from Dorothy's Candies. And Nan Cohen is your host of Nan Cohen Total Talk. Nan.
Hey, Rob, we just couldn't get Dr. Waldman out of here. He decided to stay. He's hanging. He's like, okay, Dorothy's is coming up, so I'm going to just, this is recession proof for her.
He's here for breakfast.
He's staying. Real quick, because I knew we ran out, I just want to give it one more time for Dr. John Waldman, 412-621-5550. And that's PittsburghSmileMakeover.com. All right, it's Marlene Druskin from Dorothy's Candies.
Here
good morning.
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Didn't
it's a nice group.
You had a laugh this morning sitting here with Dr. Waldman, and he's sitting here with all this candy, and we're like, oh, caramel, peanuts, popcorn.
Yeah, you can remove the doctor part. He's a funny, great guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he's great at what he does.
So we've been popping down at the store. It's really been like getting full swing into the fall products.
Right.
I mean, even beyond that. And I said to Rob, I said, I just didn't let go of Memorial Day weekend, let alone Labor Day weekend. And here we are. We're smack in the middle of it. And we've got surprises galore.
The store is so packed. I mean, we're just expecting everybody down there, and they have much to choose from and some new things too.
Right. And let's just kick it right off with some of the new products, and then we'll tie it in with some of the fall favorites. New products. We've expanded the gourmet pretzel line. Why? Why did we come up with that? Because everybody asked for it. They wanted, you know, the plain drenched Swiss chocolate pretzels, they're there. They're there without a doubt. We would never take them away. But people's tendencies are changing towards they wanted toffee.
The toffee.
And they're we did it for you. There's toffee pretzels. They wanted M&Ms.
That's right.
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 Covered in M&Ms. The more. And we are happy to accommodate. And we're really thrilled that people have received some of the new products the way they have. The s'mores bark. Can't keep it on the shelf.
Right.
And that is literally when I say to our products, when we say one bite and you'll know it's Dorothy's, it's always drenched in the Dorothy's chocolate.
Yeah, just so people do realize, we haven't gotten rid of the peanut butter pretzels, the honey wheat pretzels.
They're all there.
Right, right.
Everything is there.
These That's
are
right.
the new products that they've added into the line.
But all this wonderful new stuff.
Yeah,
is
and I'll tell you, it's nothing makes me happier when I see a little a child come in and they see the M&Ms on the pretzels and they're like, ooh, I want it. And it's like, they're so inviting. So tons and tons of stuff. And hey, we talk about the Barbie bark, that white chocolate flavoring is so outstanding that people are asking, like, oh my God, how did you come up with this?
That's right.
It was special for Barbie, and it's going to stay there, but it's there and it's available. We're talking about fall favorites, and you've got that gigantic, I don't even know how to explain it, the apples.
Oh, the
it's apple season.
Oh, they're fantastic. They do feed more than yourself, but you could take it in if you wanted to. But they are wonderful. Let's get that and hold it up to the camera.
Hey, why don't you put that doctor to work over there?
Yeah,
oh, you have Alyssa.
Hand this over to
you got me. Alyssa.
I might not show it. I might eat it.
Alyssa maybe. Over there. You know, with all of us in the studio today, I don't think we could finish that apple. It is
I think we could.
Cute. It's because you love
it's
that
beautiful.
Stuff.
That particular apple, it's dipped in the caramel and then then the chocolate, and we also just encrust it with cashews. But we also have it plain as well.
It's like it weighs 10 pounds.
Oh, it's huge.
And, like a grapefruit.
Yeah, well, they can go ahead and order different nuts if they'd like. We always just have the caramel, the plain caramel and chocolate.
Right.
But yeah, what's so great is they can be made. Now, I was in the store, Marlene. I was down there one day this week. You were not there. And it's funny because as soon as they put those apples out, they go.
They do. They do. People expect
them
this time.
They make them for orders all the time. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, if you think you're going to want one, just call.
Right.
Be safe. Don't drive down there if you don't know you're going to be guaranteed one, because somebody came in and took every one of them off.
Right. We do have some on the counter. But as you just said, people walk in. They buy them. You know, they see them. They end up buying them. But you call with your order, and we'll have them for when you want to pick them up.
Can we tell them a surprise?
Sure.
We broke it out here last show, so... people were so happy to hear that the owner of Dorothy's Candies, Robert Castell, has made a decision that he is, for the ending of this year, the around ending of October through the end of the year, he's giving you one more chance for the 75th anniversary bar. And it was so well received. And
people loved
it. So many people were happy. And they're still coming in and claiming. And a lot of them have saved theirs to use this season. We're back at it. So the billboard bars will be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so, Robert to do that. So they will be back for the final time, and we're doing it because you asked, for all the,
he's all about customers.
Yep. You asked for
always
it and he
been.
Said, let's just do it. And so for this limited amount of time, one more time, they're going to make their final appearance.
Right.
More secrets you want to know about Dorothy's? Do I have a couple more minutes, Robbie? Looks like I do.
Yes, you do.
The biggest thing we get the calls for right now, the turkey leg.
Absolutely.
And
guess who
got one of the first ones that were made?
Look at it busting out of
it
that
is
container.
Unbelievable.
Bring that over here.
Yeah. This is the turkey leg. It's official.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's turkey leg season.
Yeah.
I don't care where you go. You can go across the country. You're never going to find one this made this way, drenched in the chocolate. Marlene, go ahead and explain that piece of yumminess.
Oh, it's just wonderful. It's two legs. It's two pretzels in there.
Two pretzel rods. Then they drench it in the chocolate.
That's right.
They roll it and roll it and roll it. And then they put the caramel.
Put the caramel on it. And then they'll dip it in the chocolate. And then we'll go ahead and we'll string it, you know, with...
Now
any
that
kind
one
of chocolate
has,
on top.
Is that cashew in there?
There are cashews in there.
Is that the cashew one?
Yeah.
They're just...
Definitely.
Dr. Waldman's been a big help just handing off the candy over there.
It's going to look good in my car going home.
These are so delicious. They are so wonderful.
You can't believe how people ask. I mean, in the middle of the summer, they're like, hey, when are you starting those? When can I get my hand
really
on them?
Good.
And I have to tell you, I got the first official one out of
you
the
did.
Store.
Yeah.
And it's mine. So you're going to have to fight me in the parking lot.
I'll stop over.
But what's so nice about the turkey leg, and you see the apple like that, it feeds more than one person. I mean, that thing could be sliced up, and it's a wonderful dessert, a wonderful, just whenever you feel like you want, you know, something sweet to eat. It's great.
Well, it's interesting about the apples and the turkey legs. Do you know how many people put those on their Thanksgiving tables?
Sure.
They'll take six of them, and they'll have them all over, and they'll put the knife, they'll slice them up. And the same thing with the turkey legs. And now these, I can't tell you how many times we hear the word tradition with the turkey leg. Mm-hmm. people want them. They want to be, they want them out for their family, and it's the coolest thing.
We've had a couple people tell us who voiced it that they decorate their table, the center, with these types of things too.
Right. You know, and we'll do them in the Rice Krispies as well if you have the nut problem. Mm-hmm. So I know Rob wants to take a break, but I'm going to tell you, dorothyscandies.com is always on. Mar, they can reach you at
412-678-2723.
You must say that number in your sleep.
I do.
We'll be back. All right, Nan Cohen, Marlene, Dorothy's Candies. Nan.
Hey, I got so much Dorothy's candy. Ooh. You going to let that music keep rolling as we keep dancing to Dorothy's? Hey, I have...
You said to let it keep rolling.
I just love it. This, that, Dr. Waldman, Marlene, Dorothy's, it makes you feel ooh so good. Mm. Okay, Halloween's coming up.
Yes.
So this is funny. He made the cutest little witch's hat. I thought those were so... I have to tell you a story. Last year, Marlene and I were walking through production, and they had this tray of snowmen. And Marlene and I both stopped at each other, and it looked like the little snowmen were having a conversation.
So cute.
And the same thing happened with these witches' hats, because they have that little deco thing on them.
Yeah, they're adorable.
You weren't there. And I looked at Kathy, and I said, I think those hats are all talking to each other. So I started with the camera, and they're just the cutest thing.
Yeah, they are.
The fall is just so fun down there. For what you put out, the Oreos, all of the Oreos for Halloween and decorated for fall.
They're year round.
People
so we decorate
just
for the
love
season.
Them. Mm-hmm. Love them. We introduced the kitchen sink bark.
Yes,
it's got everything in there but the kitchen sink. This bark is amazing.
It is. It has
fun.
Everything. It's wonderful.
I love when I see somebody picking up the box and they're trying to figure out everything that's in there.
That's right.
And they stand there and they start naming. Oh, did you see this? Oh, did you see that? Yeah, it's all in the box and it's all available for you, just like all of the fine barks that we make. Mm-hmm. Last show you were on, Marlene, I said that I'm going to give a couple gift cards away.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that I have messages asking me exactly what time I was going to do it? So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to be putting up a post on Dorothy's Candies. You got to go to their Facebook page.
Right.
Get onto that page. Today, because we have this discussion in the store all the time. Favorite. Do you like the Swiss chocolate, the dark chocolate, or the white chocolate? And I know somebody's going to put in there the peanut butter. So, right. So I'm saying you have four choices.
Favorite. It really is.
I will have the question up and Marlene and I will be reading your answers. And I'm going to tell you, last time you were on was 2 weeks ago.
It was.
People had their comments and the winners were so happy.
Yes.
That is just so Robert Gastal, just doing those things to do for people. And you know what? They couldn't believe the messages. They're so happy when they win them. And you know what? We really do read your responses.
Well, it's because of these people that Dorothy's Candies has been there now going on its 76 years.
Yes.
It's the people that keep it moving.
Yes, yes, I agree. And I'll tell you, it's the happiest place to work. In fact, when I talk about the happy place, we mentioned last time due to some retirements of employees and their longstanding employees. I mean, you got people that are still working there in their 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
They just love it. And some of them, it was time and they're enjoying their families.
Yes.
So we are still looking for a couple people. And some people did stop in because they heard it here on the show. Fill out an application. We still need some more people.
Right.
Busier than can be production, store. We are definitely looking for some smiling faces.
It is very active right now.
So that's really where you and Dr. Waldman kind of tied it, right? That smile goes a long way with everything.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's remind you, if you're in the area, give a call. You can always stop in, let them know. I met somebody in the parking lot the other day who said, you know what? I just want to work here. I said, go ahead and fill an application.
That's all you have to do.
Right.
And I want to make sure that people know that we also have sugar-free chocolate.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
And I did want to bring up, as Robert had asked me to do, corporate orders. There's going to be a strong deadline to not take the orders. And he's always made exceptions. The problem is they're so busy down there, a little short-staffed with doing the corporate stuff. That's why we've moved it up. So that's why we have to say, get those corporate orders. If you're giving it out to your employees, we just need to know. We cannot. There's going to be a hard stop date.
We already have corporate orders coming in.
Oh, I know. And I know. And that's why he said to me, let's just get this done right. And we're going to have to cut it off this year, which is something he's never had to do. So we're going to do that. So I always want to say, Dorothy's Candies is always on. At dorothyscandies.com.
Yes.
They can reach you at the store.
412-678-2723.
The longer hours are going to be coming.
On October 30th, we'll be open until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock on Saturday. November 19th, Sunday, we will be open.
Good. I just want to thank Dr. Waldman. Marlene, I thank you for being here this morning. We kicked off Rob this morning. We've had fun. Rob, you've got those chocolate-covered Swedish fish over there.
And they will not make it back to my house.
He said to me, he said, oh, Nan, those sound so good, and I didn't have them last time. And I said, Rob's looking just like so fine over there. I said, I just brought you the little one, Rob, didn't I?
But you'll
enjoy them.
I'll reel them all in.
You'll definitely delicious. Enjoy them.
Nan.
Yes.
I have a request on a text message from our good friend Cinderella.
Yeah.
Want to know what candy we're bringing her.
Oh, for her. Oh,
no,
are we allowed to talk about that
today.
Party? Oh,
she's eyeballing
today.
That pizza.
All right. There you have it. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Stay with us. News at 8. David Balorado, best of edition of Secure Money Advisors, Brian Caranta and I on the money on KDKA with your Pratt Pack 100.1 FM, AM 1020. Good morning.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.